Even as the U.S. military prepares to launch missiles at Syria, a group of renegade computer hackers with close ties to the Syrian military rallied to the defense of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad by attacking, of all things, the New York Times and Twitter. For the second time in 2 weeks, the New York Times website crashed on Tuesday. A group of computer hackers called the Syrian Electronic Army, supporters of Assad, claimed responsibility. The site was down for several hours before it was restored. Twitter, meanwhile, is investigating a hack on its own site. A nuisance, but no national security threat, at least not yet.
They decide to go after financial institutions or other sectors of critical infrastructure. That will be far more concerning to the U.S. government.
All this as the U.S. gears up for an attack of its own on the Syrian military. Cruise missiles will be the U.S. military's weapon of choice. 4 U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyers with up to 90 missiles each and at least one submarine are already in position in the eastern Mediterranean. The assault would come at night to reduce the possibility of civilian casualties. At the American Legion convention in Houston, Vice President Joe Biden pledged Syria must be held accountable.
There is no doubt who is responsible for this heinous use of chemical weapons in Syria. The Syrian regime.
The prime targets, planes, rocket launchers, and artillery used to launch deadly chemicals, but not the chemical weapons themselves. And the Syrian leadership, including President Bashar al-Assad, are not on the target list. There's no word yet this morning that President Obama has actually given the order, but once he does, it could be just a matter of hours before those missiles are flying, Matt.